Suicide attempts by black teens are increasing. They're up 73% since 1991, while rates for other young people, including white teenagers, fell slightly or remained unchanged over the same period. That's according to data published this month in the journal Pediatrics. And for more, we're joined by Sean Joe, one of the study's authors. He's a professor of social work at Washington University in St. Louis. Dr. Joe, what are the reasons behind this increase?
Well, there's several things we got to consider. As always, you have to consider that the lived experience of young black children are now come to a point where they're considering suicidal behavior when threatened with high levels of hopelessness, increased stigma around mental health issues, lack of access to effective mental health care, and concerns just about everyday adolescent experiences. So for black girls in particular, I'm concerned with this study where we're finding an increase in suicide attempts for black girls because they often have strong social networks to connect with that black boys didn't have. So we understood why black boys were increasing their suicidal behavior, but black girls is even more troubling. So that suggests to me that there's potentially more increased trauma in this population that's not dealt with, greater level of hopelessness that might be ensuing for this population that we have never seen before. So these are things we must really take a look at.
Well, and when you talk about increased stigma, are you saying that there is an increased stigma for getting help for mental health in the black community? There's an increased stigma there?
Yes, because again, we're looking at this over time that access to mental health care, seeking mental health care, I'm concerned whether or not there's an increased stigma around just being diagnosed with a mental illness, though more of our young people are familiar with mental illness, but more important, reaching out on actually receiving services for mental illness and to be known for receiving services for mental illness. So I was just concerned about that. But I don't think that's the major driver. I think it's going to really be more about the trauma and somehow a reduction in the social support network that black girls usually access. And we have to take a look at that.
And why would there be such a reduction in the social support that black girls usually access?
This is where we have to have more science to take a closer look at. For instance, are black young girls less likely now to be engaged in the black church when before they really were avid churchgoers and participation in organized religious activities? So I'm concerned about whether or not that's having an impact. The other thing we have to look at is whether or not there's increasing in any notions of bullying among young black girls and whether or not those normal social networks of kind girls being now impacted by mean girls that might reduce their access to social support that girls usually have in their lives, particularly young black girls. So paying attention to these patterns and trends allows us to really take a look at what might result from increasing rates of suicides. Because remember, attempts come before dying by suicide. So we look at these things to be able to project out, are we going to see increased rates in actual suicide deaths among black youth over time?
Well, and are there warning signs that people should look for before the attempts even happen?
Oh, definitely. We have to pay attention to whether or not our young people are starting to turn away from things that they usually like. They stop engaging in activities. They start making statements akin to, I don't feel like I want to be here. It might be too much for me to be here. I might be a burden to you. We want to listen to these sort of statements very carefully and realize that our young people are trying to signal that they are not okay. Also, if they express direct interest in suicidal behavior, we have to pay attention to that. So look at what they're doing behaviorally. Are they shying away from activities that they typically like? Are they not starting to eat, starting to isolate themselves? But also listen to the words and how they communicate, how they're feeling and how they're experiencing life at this time.
Dr. Joe, at the risk of getting too graphic for our listeners, I do want to ask you, how are people so young? And we're talking here about people as young as the age of five through their teens. How are they trying to do this? Is it using a gun? Is it cutting themselves? What are the methods that you're seeing?
Sure. And this is a very important question. For children, those under 12, when they die by suicide, the most common method is some form of asphyxiation. But once you get into the early teens, then a firearm become more of the prevalent method used by black adolescents.
And so does that bring gun control into the equation as you think about solutions to the suicide crisis among black youths?
it does bring firearm access into the equation, because we have to ask, how are these young black males having access to these firearms that results in death when they have a very impulsive suicidal thought or experiencing a suicidal crisis? And for us, we know that in states where you have more restrictive access to firearms with greater provisions to understand people's mental health, understand their risk to themselves and others, in those states, you see a 20% to 33% difference in the rates of suicide than in states where you do not.
So in terms of other solutions, what have you found works when it comes to preventing suicide among black youth and teenagers?
Well, this is the big challenge, because one of the key things, and I've been in this field for a long time, and this is really an equity issue, that we really don't have studies that have focused on ethnic minority populations to really test whether or not cognitive behavior therapy and other measures that's been shown to reduce suicide risk, and one or two that's shown to reduce suicides in the population. We have not tested those things for black populations. So we are at a loss to say what really works. But at best, we know that it's important to screen for suicidal behavior. We know it's important to try to engage our black children in mental health services. But do we have definitive evidence? We do not. And again, I've been doing this for well over 15 years, and we have not seen significant investments in any study that's really focused on these populations, despite the rise over time in suicide among this group.
Another group, as you know, that has a higher suicide rate than the average is LGBTQ youth. Do you think there's a connection between those two groups that are in the minority in the country?
Well, the literature is fairly clear that given the sort of developmental experience many young LGBT youth experience, that they're at higher risk for the factors that increase their chances of engaging in suicidal behavior. So, yes, I do think we have to pay attention to that. I just think for many Americans, they're experiencing great sense of despair. And I think that's not only impacting the adults. We saw a rise in suicide. Like, we haven't had rates of suicides for this nation this high since World War II. And we've seen significant increase in suicide among men, poor and rural white males. We've seen increase in suicide among women, white women in particular. And we've seen increases in suicide among our children. There's just so much of a sense of despair. I don't think it's in isolation that black children are having these experiences, when we used to average roughly about, when I began in this work, maybe about 30,000 suicides a year. Now we're well into 50,000 plus suicides a year. So that just told me that things are getting worse. Put in context, suicide is still fairly rare, but you're talking about 50,000 people a year who are dying from an illness that is potentially and really preventable because they're experiencing such despair in this country.
But you think young, old, black, white, the core reason for somebody to attempt suicide is just a general sense of despair?
Well, it's a sense of despair that leads to pain, and people have a sense of hopelessness that there is nothing they can perceive at this time because of either mental illness, complicated by mental illness or substance use, that their life is going to get better. But we know that for those whom we do get help or even talk therapy in combination with pharmaceutical treatment, particularly for white populations, we know that life does get better. And these suicidal moments usually last about 10 minutes. So we can intervene and prevent them. That's why we think it's preventable, because they don't last. They're cyclical. So there's opportunities for us to intervene. We do think you can make a difference. But again, you have to give people a real sense of hope and allow them to live more purposeful lives in this country.
That is Sean Joe, whose new study on black youth suicide, we will post it here and now.org. He's a professor of social work at Washington University in St. Louis. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And by the way, as we say when we talk about suicide on the program, if you feel you're in a crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or text HOME to 741-741 for the crisis text line.